What's up? This is Brian from Currents, and you're listening to Interview Under Fire. All right, everyone. We are here with another new episode of Interview Under Fire. This is your beloved host, and Sunny, as always. Today, I am so stoked to welcome back a frontman who seems to continue making his mark in the world of heavy music. Brian from Currents, man, it's an honor. Bro, always great to have you here on IUF, man. Here we are, right? Quickly approaching a big moment of the year for you and the rest of the boys with the release of your highly anticipated album, The Death We Seek, set to drop May 5th on Sharp Tone Records. Brian, let me begin by commending you on all the well-deserved recognition you guys have been getting over the years. Third record now in the band's creative discography. There's just so much to unravel about, you know, this record and what you're all about. Before we get to that and beyond, we talked about it before the interview started, man, the pre-interview. It's been a minute, about 3 years since we last got together and talked about what we love about the music so much. But in there, I know you and me have met up a couple times doing these amazing shows. As you came through Dallas, you performed in. Bro, you've been busy. How are you, first off? I don't think if I had asked you that. A lot of good things have happened since 2020. We got some catching up to do. How are you? And how's 2023, man? Go for it.
It's good. It's good.
Putting you on the spot here.
That's fine. I'm all about it. That's why we're here. So I'm in a new place. Me and my girlfriend moved into this apartment. There's there's boxes everywhere. There's folded clothes. It's a nightmare. You would think we just moved in. We've been here for a year, but it is what it is. This is kind of the throwaway room. But my computer is in here, and all of my worldly possessions are in here. So, here we are just vibing and rocking. I got the cats outside just probably yelling at the door because it's lunchtime.
Yep, just like my dog who's outside the door as well.
They can wait. They're good. They ate a little while ago. So, 2023 is good. We're busy. We had our little parkway run. We had our little kill switch run, all kind of short and sweet and to the point, but those all treated us super well, and just vibing, getting ready for this headliner, man,
just no big deal. You're just getting ready for a headliner for that's coming up in the summer,
our first one. Yes, sir.
Dude, congrats, man. Nothing but the best for you and the boys from here on out, man. It's just been so great to see your rise from when you first started in 2011 out in Fairfield to where you are right now, man. And obviously, you know that we had you on our show before, and how much of a, I've mentioned how much of a fan we are of your music. You know, dropping an album in the midst of all this, I feel like it made things more exciting, right? Because you have the headlining tour. You just finished a tour with one of the heavy favorites in heavy metal in Parkway. And it's just, I mean, for someone like you, are you just someone who just like, you know what? This is cool. I got this. Or is this something inside of you like, you know what, this is fucking amazing. I'm going to go all out. I'm going to just display all my passionate, whatever I love about the music. It's just, I don't know. Time seems to fly by, and you guys have been really picking up steam since the last album that came out.
Yeah. We're just going out there and rocking. It's like, it's crazy because these little like runs that we've done, like the thing with Parkway and the thing with Killswitch, I don't know if I just don't see it, but like, you don't really see a lot of stuff like that happen where it's just like a quick little like short 1 week, 2 week, like tour thing with like a massive band. Like it doesn't really happen that much. And the fact that we landed like two of those in the year that we have the record coming out, is pretty crazy. Cause like, I would venture to say that like, those are some of the biggest tours that we've done. I mean, at least like with like the household recognition of both of those bands, like it's really crazy. And it was a fantastic opportunity for us because it got us to be in front of these people that have probably never heard of our band before. It's mm-hmm. like similar to like that festival crowd, you know, where like it's people that have like that big band that they really like, that they've either been following for years, or they heard on the radio, or they saw it this big like festival thing and just can't get enough of them now. But like, that is this like, I don't want to say market, it sounds weird, but that is this group of people that is like a little bit like less tapped for us because we're not a big festival band. We haven't done a lot of festivals. We do a lot of the underground touring stuff. And like, we're out with like, bands that are kind of more in our like I don't know, subculture, subgenre, so to speak. So to get out there with like Parkway and Killswitch is like crazy for us. And it is really nice to just have that and be like hot on the heels of those, and then be able to have this record come out. And it has something for those people to kind of like funnel to and go check out, and have that be their first experience with us as a band, like getting into us. So that's really cool. And then, yeah, obviously having that go into a headliner, it's pretty fortunate, I would say. Pretty fortunate.
Almost like a niche audience, I feel like, you know, because you're targeting, you have your audience, but then you're broadening out with these, like you said, fans who've never heard of you as well, you know. And I feel like the niche is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger for Currents. Now, real quick, I'm going to give a couple shout outs. First shout out to Capra, by the way. I'm really good friends with those guys. You just finished a tour with them. So Tyler and Crow and Jeremy and the bass player. What's his name? I keep forgetting his name. I'm so sorry, brother. I love you. You know what I'm talking about. But those guys are absolutely amazing. Capra, we had him on our show a couple times. We did the Wings interview with them, which was crazy a couple years ago. But it's so cool to have you tour with one of our really good friends on Capra, Louisiana hardcore band. Shout out to them. Second shout out goes out to, I have to mention this, Brian, to your bandmate, friend, and guitarist, and Ryan Castaldi. Hope he is getting better and better as time goes on. I know there's the announcement that was made that he was diagnosed with cancer recently. I know you have the GoFundMe that's set up on the band page. I don't know if you wanted to share anything else additional about Ryan on this platform, Brian. Please do, if no pressure, but I just wanted to make sure that everything's going well. Hope to see him dominate on the stage with you guys again.
Yeah, that's the plan. I will say we're hoping to have him back in, I think, September. So he is in the process of like chemo and treatment and all that right now.
That's great.
He, I think, is done with chemo itself in August. And so that is why, you know, he's not going to be on the headliner with us, unfortunately. But
he'll get to ring that bell, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, yeah, he's, I don't know, like, he's, as far as I can tell, doing pretty well. You know, he's with family, he's just gaming and chilling and trying to like keep his spirits up. And everything that I've heard from his side of things is like, he seems like he's making good decisions and just kind of like trying to like do better for like himself. And like, he's, you know, a health scare is a health scare. So like, I feel like when you have something like this happen, you're going to think a little bit more about like your overall health, so to speak. And so I think that, you know, there's been a lot of positive change in Ryan, like through this whole thing. And I'm really excited to see how he comes out on the other side. And, you know, like kind of like the version of him that we're going to get, like, I'm pretty excited, but, yeah, I got to catch up a little bit because we'll be in touch. We'll do like the, you know, the group calls every once in a while. We haven't had one in a little bit. So I got to reach out and just see how the homie's doing. But yeah, everything I've heard so far is, you know, he's in good spirits. He's doing well. Anytime I hear from him, he's like, seems to be like, you know, there's like a, I don't know, just like an overall like positive energy. That's like really nice to see.
Brian, thanks so much for sharing all that. And the GoFundMe, and can the fans still contribute to the GoFundMe? I believe it's on your social media pages.
I think so. If not, we are actively trying to like do a couple more things. We have, I mean, the GoFundMe, you know, exceeded its goal, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
We are going to kind of probably do another check-in, so to speak, and see what the financial situation is and see if we can, I don't know, help more in a sense. We had a vinyl variant that went out for him that all profit just went straight to him. Anything after like distribution costs and like, or manufacturing costs, so to speak, like any money that was made from it went to him. So, you know, that's another cool thing. But as we kind of go further along, and you know, there's still more treatment to be had, there's still more things that are going to come up. So we're gonna see what they need and just assess from there and see what else we can do.
Yeah. So shout out to Ryan. Hope you're getting well, bud. And can't wait to see you dominate on the stage again with your brothers. And his name is Trevor, by the way, the bassist of Capra. I'm so sorry. So many names going through my head, but Trevor. Crow, Tyler, Jeremy, great people. So I'm so glad that you of all people toured with them. Now, Bro, we got to get to this album, dude. One of the things that makes Currents Currents, right, is the like the live presence that you guys have on the stage. And I've seen you guys a couple times just destroy the stage with Miss May I. Obviously, you were here last year and a couple months ago with Parker, like I pointed out. And here's the thing. Now you're coming out with The Death We Seek. The third album drops on May 5th on Sharp Tone. This was an amazing follow-up to 2020's The Way It Ends, man. It's been in my rotation since it dropped. You guys have since been, I'm going to say it again, been on the rise, not only in the metalcore realm, but also just heavy music alone, like the tours I just mentioned, right? At the same time, you've garnered recognition from the likes of, Kerrang, Revolver, Rock Sound, Metal Hammer, who am I missing? New Noise. Brian, here you are, man. New album, new chapter for Currents, I can even say. When you hear recognition like that, do you ever feel any pressure for when you first, like, especially when you sit down to write a follow-up to The Way It Ends? Like, do you feel pressure when you hear something like that, or is it just noise? What goes on in that head of yours?
Yeah, I mean, not pressure necessarily from like the publications or anything. I feel like they're usually like overall positive, which is pretty cool. And if it's not positive, they're, probably gonna just like not talk about you, which is sad. But like,
Oh, they're talking.
yeah, they're talking, which is nice. They're saying the nice things, they're, singing the praises. So appreciate that for sure. But yeah, when we're sitting in the studio and like we're at that point where we're trying to like fine tune everything, we're not necessarily thinking about like what everybody's gonna think about it. Like we're kind of like self-contained in that sense where like the songs that we're working with and like trying to fine tune, we've been working on for the last year and a half, 2 years, what have you. So like like we're pretty confident in the material by that point. So any kind of consideration of anything is like more in that like nitty-gritty pre-pro demoing phase of things. But even then, like you're just trying to write like whatever you think is going to be like the most honest thing and the best thing that you can have in that moment and that you can just put on paper. And then just trying to stick with it. And if it needs to change, it needs to change. If it doesn't, then let the good aspects of that thing shine. And so that's what we're always trying to do. And yeah, I guess that's it. But yeah, we don't really think about like the outside pressure too much. That comes more with like making sure everything is just like put together the right way, I guess.
Right. And people who don't know, make sure you don't miss the headliner with like Moss to Flames and Vent Animate, Unity, Foreign Hands. I think that kicks off, what is it, May, like right around the album drop, I feel like. Cause I know
Yeah,
you
like
guys
May
will,
11th, I think.
yeah. And you
Could
guys
be
will
wrong.
be in Dallas and I'll be there, of course. I mean, I can't miss it. May 28th, I feel like it'll be nice to see you guys destroy the stage again and as a headliner too. Holy shit. Now, I gotta
Yeah.
ask, how in the ever living world, Brian, did you find the ability to raise the talents in your vocals? Because the last time we spoke, dude, I mentioned how I was blown away by the range of your voice, but you turned it up a notch here, man. I mean, I'll even mention you had some black metal elements in there too. Tell me about this, because you're now, to me, if not already, a recognizable voice in metalcore. Like, I know it's you. I gotta applaud you on that, dude. Did you do anything different, like as far as like practicing and making sure you're taking care of your voice in ways that you never have before?
I feel like it was more just doing different things on this record, or at least like I would do the same things that I would do on other records, but just letting stuff shine more. Like, for example, with like the highs and the lows and stuff like that, like normally those are more layers than they are like main vocals. Like you have the mid, like the bah, like
Yeah.
that's like kind of the main thing that we're usually doing, because like it's intelligible, you can hear what I'm saying, and it has like a certain level of emotion to it, and I can kind of modulate that and push it harder if I want to. It just has a lot more like range necessarily for just being one tone, so to speak. But so usually the mid is like the main, and then there'll be like at the end of the line or whatever, there'll be like a high on top of it or a low below it, just to give it a little more flavor and more impact and all of that. But with this record, the way that Chris wrote some of the parts, it called for a little more of that range to be in the forefront. So like there's parts where I'm like, oh, I could do the low. I can go full in. I can go full on. So I just would do that every opportunity that I could find, or just, you know, it, naturally, I guess, like there was just things where it was like, oh, that's just what I do there. That's just what happens. That is the vocal tone that you get for that part. You know, examples being like Living in Tragedy, where, you know, you have that.
That may be my favorite track.
That's a fun one. That's a fun one.
Holy shit.
That one has like a little more like going on there, where like I could kind of get away with more, and it felt like it needed a little bit more range to kind of like have it flesh out properly.
Like, I was gonna say, know, I feel like out of all the songs, either that or Remember Me, I'm having such a hard time picking out a favorite track on this record, because I feel like Living in Tragedy really showcases your talents as far as like, hey, this is Brian Wiley from Currents. This is the song that really exemplifies who he is. Listen to this. That's what I would do as far as like, sorry, I mean to cut you off, but that track just brought out so much that I wasn't even expecting from you. I wasn't ready, dude. I broke the replay button on that song.
That's funny. That track's pretty nuts. It's just like, there's so many things happening in it, but it's really, it turned out solid. That one in particular, there's just a lot of voices happening there, which is cool. But it also felt like essential to make the track like work the right way. Like, mm-hmm. because, if we didn't kind of, if I didn't do everything I did there, I feel like it wouldn't have, I don't know. Like, again, like when you're putting the stuff together, like I'm just like, what goes there? And then I just put that there. So like, okay. That was my best attempt at doing that, I guess. And, another example, I guess, like Living in Tragedy, or like So Alone, where, you know, you have that like bridge breakdown thing where it's just like a whole, there's not a mid, there's like a mid is like a layer, which is not like usually what we would do. Usually, mm-hmm. like the low is the layer. So, we just let the lows shine. And then we even like made it so that like the highs were like a little bit more intelligible than like the mids were, just because, you know, it's just something a little different for us. And it felt good to like kind of let those ranges shine a little bit, because there are things I'll throw in live and then people are usually like surprised by it. But it's just, that's the stuff that I started with. Like I started with like, you know, death metal, deathcore, like all that. Like I was doing lows and highs before I was doing mids. So like, it's cool to get to throw that stuff in there.
Brian, repeat after me. Ferocious.
Ferocious.
That is what I'm thinking of when I hear this album. You crushed everything. Not just you. Every one of your band members crushed everything in your path, from the title track to Living in Tragedy to Over and Over. Remember me, like I mentioned, Guide Us Home. I think you guys, as a journalist perspective, as a fan perspective, for following you guys as long as I have, you have finally arrived. I thought the last album already did that, but good luck trying to top this one. Holy shit. I went back and listened through Currents' catalog. It's as if each album was a layer added onto the band's sound. That shows evolution. That shows chemistry. That shows raw emotional talent. And I can't wait to hear the next one. I know it's crazy saying that because the album isn't out yet. I said what I said. Do you think the band is at its best it's ever been?
I would say so. It's strange because we are in such a weird position personally at this point, where like Chris is so busy, right?
Is he even Ryan human, by the way? Is Chris Wiseman even human? I don't
know. I question it sometimes. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't know, Chris Wiseman, he also writes the songs, produces records. I mean, he's part of two different bands, Shadow of Intent. Shout out to that band as well. But he's, I mean, holy shit, that guy.
Yeah, that man, take everything we're doing for Currents and then double that. So, like, you know, triple.
Unreal.
Because he's doing it for other bands, too. Like, he's writing, recording his own stuff. Writing, recording, and touring his own stuff. And also, like, producing other bands. Like, it's crazy. So
no big deal.
no big deal, right? That's either, how he makes
either,
it.
Either
makes
that's
it
how he
him,
is,
yeah.
Or there's a clone of Chris Wiseman somewhere that we don't know about.
Yeah,
only, and here's the thing: if there is, only he would know, right?
I can only account for one Chris Wiseman. I've never seen the two of them in one place, so I have to believe that it's just him. And then, you know, Ryan being sick and all, and just not out with us for like this year, essentially, yeah. Until like hopefully later. So like when we tour, like we're just in this basically like fractured position, but like it still works, and it's still, you know, obviously is what we need to do to keep moving forward. And our friend Dave, Dave Pazik, who is the guitar player of Dreamwake, has been filling in on the situations where, so usually if we don't have Chris, we tour as a four piece anyway, and just Ryan is our guitar player. But since we don't have Ryan, we need somebody to fill in and be Ryan and Chris, essentially. So, you know, that's where Dave comes in. And yeah, like Dave has been killing it with us. Like he did the entire Killswitch run with us. He filled in for 3 days of the Parkway Drive run with us. But yeah, like I think as far as a live band, we've thankfully been able to keep it together, and we've been able to keep it consistent the entire way through. But like I am very much looking forward to us being a full band again. You know, like yeah. I can't wait. But musically, I think everything is really where it needs to be for us to like keep things going and to like keep things inspiring for us. Like we're always trying to get better. And I can confidently say that I truly believe that each record, I can point out the things that are better about like this record than, you know, as opposed to like the Place That Feels Safest or like The Way It Ends. Like I can see the clear growth of things, and I'm very happy. Like I'm proud of myself for like what I've been able to do and how I've been able to grow as like a lyricist and a vocalist. And I'm proud of Chris for what he's been able to bring to the table and like how he's been able to kind of steer the narrative, so to speak. And I'm proud of the guys for you know, coming in, bringing input, and really bringing everything to life on the road. Like I'm feeling real good about everything, you know.
Whenever you guys are performing, I'm down there taking photos, right? It happens with you, and it happens with August Burns Red. It doesn't happen to any other band. I forget to take photos because I'm just so into the songs. Because I'm in the pit and I'm just like, oh wait, I have a job to do. I gotta take the photos. It'll probably happen again later in May when you guys come down here in Dallas. But you guys absolutely are just the chemistry and the flow. By the way, your drummer, holy shit, he does not get enough credit. Matt Young.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Shout out to Matt Young, by the way. Both of my brothers are drummers. Both of my brothers are drummers. So I have a knack for paying attention to that position in the band. And he is crushing it. And this album, I can't wait till it drops so people can actually hear Matt, like his showcase. And I think a lot of that also goes with Chris and getting the chance to, when he produces, he's making sure all of my bandmates, I want to make sure the fans can hear it. So Matt, if we haven't talked about you enough already, I apologize, because you deserve to be talked about so much.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, let's throw it to Matt real quick. Matt is like Matt Griner level of excellence. Like he is easily like, he is like a top, I would say a top five, maybe even top three drummer in the genre. And you know, obviously he's in my band and I see him every day, but like that should be even more of an endorsement, is I see him play every day. And like I still laugh every time that he sound checks drums when whoever's doing our sound goes, all right, full kit. And then he just does something like just so clean. And like, even if it's not like crazy blast beat psychotic thing, it's just this clean, like just so satisfyingly like on time,
dude,
you know, little section. And then people will just go wow, like in the crowd from sound checking, you know what I mean? Like he's so good, it's ridiculous.
And Matt Griner's been on my show a couple of times, so shout out to him as well. Like it they go hand in hand. So shout out to the Matts, both Matts, and both your drummer Matts.
It's that name.
And here's the thing. I hope Matt stays in the band. Please, Matt, keep, if you're listening, stay with the band for as forever, because you guys have found, I feel like a level of, I feel like there's also a level of competition where Matt is up here and you have to like kind of meet him here when it comes to producing the song. It's like, okay, he's doing this. How the hell am I gonna, you know, raise?
He's so humble too. It's crazy.
Well, he was a little, I love that about you.
Yeah, he was a little like, I don't want to speak for him, obviously, but like when he was like going through the songs and stuff, he was like, I mean, it might not be like everything I could do, you know, but like, it's like,
whatever.
But yeah, but he didn't mean it like that. He just meant like, are people going to like really see it, you know? And I'm just like, they are, like, because it doesn't matter what it is. It's how you play it. And the way he is playing it, he is playing it perfectly. Like, no one can play these songs like he can.
No one can. Shout out to all your band members. Now, Brian, I know you're a vocalist. I mentioned the different types of elements that you are singing with. I don't think I ever asked you this before. I got to ask, who are your personal influences, if you're able to mention them? Because, you know, I wonder, for someone like you, you take so many pieces within your vocal range. I mean, because you are now one of a kind, but who do you draw your influences from? Whether they're a musician, whether they're not a musician. So
some of my favorite singers in general, I would have to say like Dustin Kensrew from Thrice is a giant one. They have been like a mainstay favorite band of mine for like my entire adult life. Even like before I really was like into them, I always liked songs by them ever since like I found them around the time I found my Bullet for My Valentine, or like whatever, like, you know, a couple of years after I found like Linkin Park, like Thrice was there. They've been kind of like a mainstay, and I've grown to appreciate them more and more as time has gone on, as they continue to release music and as I dig further back into their catalog too. Dustin is definitely up there, and the way his voice has kind of grown over time is just magnificent. Like it's crazy. You love to see it. You know, we've got like blanking on homie's name, but Balance Composer is another great one.
Okay.
He's fantastic. You know, you get your classic, your Sam Carter, your Marcus Bridge. Those guys are just absolutely just different, you know, and super inspirational, and just the way that, you know, they've been able to grow their techniques over time and to just be like the best that they can be and just continue to get better from there. Like that's kind of the energy that I want. And like, I feel like I just personally, however I feel about like how I'm actually like doing is whatever. I just want to go up there and just be as authentic as I can be in the moment and just try to do the best I can with what I got. And that's kind of what it is, you know.
The best thing about what you're saying is that you're going to hear the same thing from other people who are talking about you as a vocalist from Currents. And it's happening.
We'll see.
I'm paying attention to the YouTube comments. People are saying how much of a great vocalist you are, Brian. So thank you for sharing that. And I love how humble you are. This is teaching me a lot about myself as much as I learned about my guests. So I love that you shared that. Now, real quick, I got to talk about this. I feel like Currents has this loose story going on with the records. What is that about? You know, because I feel like it's hidden within the lyrics.
Yeah, we gotta let the people know eventually. We gotta let them know. We gotta tell them what's up. But
if you can briefly talk about that, I don't know, there's probably a lot to go into.
I will say everything is like, you know, as far as tying things together, like musically and visually, you know, I like to have things tied together conceptually as well, almost like intangibly in a sense, where you know that there is a continuity in every aspect of the band, whether there is a clear cut story or not. I feel like when a band will go too into the nitty gritty of a concept that overarches all of their music, it starts to get a little hairy, because it just becomes, it can become contrived to a sense, right? So like, I don't want that. So I'm like almost purposely keeping things as vague as I can while still keeping like a, you know, a level of like visual continuity there. Because I am afraid of hitting that point where it's like oh, the next chapter of the current story, you know? Like, I don't want it to seem like it's like we're making like some like comic book set of characters
or
anything. I was
gonna go down the comic book route just next, but
I mean that could be a cool idea.
I mean, put your albums like next, I mean, one next to another. Like it shows, you know, from even from the way it ends to the death we seek, and it's just I there is a continuity, and the fans, I know they're
yeah.
asking about it. So.
Yeah, man, that little hole in the center of the cover, that is not that is not there just because it is something. Like, that is there because it is supposed to be there. He's supposed to be coming out of that, sir.
But Brian, yeah, I love that you shared that. I had to ask about that, but who knows? I can't wait to see what you guys have coming up in the future. Now, Brian, we're approaching the last part of our conversation. Man, you know, we've covered a good amount of ground on this great conversation, dude. Always great to have you back on here. The discussions we've always had are just so in-depth and enjoyable. You being so down to earth, bro, sharing your story on IUF, you make my job easy, dude. And I'm so glad I know someone like you, you know, especially when you come through Dallas. You're so humble. So great to meet up with you. Here you are, man, you know, over a decade into Currents now, 3 full-length albums, the touring, the growing fan base, your relationship with the music, even your bandmates. I feel like we're entering an important part, not only in Currents' career, but you too, man. What do you see is as the most rewarding part for someone like you who is now at this point in their life? Have you stopped to take a look back at how far you've come, dude? Because you're seeing results at the same time.
I think about it a little more now. I still get the tunnel vision in the sense of like, you know, it's so true what people say is like when you see numbers, they just start to lose their meaning more and more. Like you see like another zero gets added, another zero gets added, and you're like, all right, well, now we got to move to the next zero, or we got to move to the next, you know, the next million or whatever. It's like, it's so ridiculous, but like, it's just true. It's just this like psychological thing, I think, that like everybody goes through. But yeah, I think about like how I got started and the things that we've done since getting started, since like, you know, making like vocal covers screaming into a water bottle when I was like 12, you know, and just like filming it and thinking, oh my god, this is horrible. And then like, you know, just all of that time like in between, and just really how long it's truly been. Like, I'm 28 now. I started screaming when I was like 12 or 13 or something like that, and just like I'm really starting to feel the years and just how long it's been since like the first band and like since it all got started. And it is really cool to see where it's gotten. And I just want to keep it going as long as we can, so I have the most to show for it that I can, you know?
And you're doing it, dude. And I mentioned that. And I mentioned how you are seeing results. There's a level of inspiration in what you're doing. And I hope people who are listening to this podcast, which is worldwide, they can take something from this. And if you're, you know, confidence, that's the one thing I'm also taking away from you, is that you're very passionate about what you want to do, stick to it, you know, because you can do it as long as you're passionate about the craft you create. And look at what you've done, Brian. So I love how humble you are, but I also want to mention it's cool to celebrate your successes along the way. And, you know, sometimes the more successful we are, sometimes it's kind of easy to lose track of where we are. We have to push things aside and kind of look at it from the outside and then go back in with a refocused perspective. I know I haven't done that as much lately. I'm starting to learn more about myself on that aspect, but thank you for sharing all that, dude. I love what you're doing. Nothing but love and just all the gratitude for what you've done throughout your career and for what your bandmates have done, and nothing but the best for the band from here on out. I can't wait to see you guys crush it out there on the tour after this album drops. So it's really cool to see, and thank you for sharing so much about everything, man.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, always a pleasure. Like,
now real quick, I talked about, if we had time, if people already know how much of a big Spice Girls fan I am, I wanted to cut back to Brian if you wanted to share one or maybe two stories or memories regarding the Spice Girls, because we did briefly mention that before the interview started. So whichever you want to touch on. Either one or I all mean, of
it's,
them.
it's all like one collective memory, right? So like, so there's this park. It's like a water park that is in New York called Splashdown, and it's like a, you know, just there. Hey, and it was, you know, when we were little kids, we'd go there and, you know, go like do all the water slides and the wave pool and all that stuff. And I specifically remember, like, back in the day, right, like we're driving to Splashdown and it's kind of a far ride. And, you know, it's like 40 minutes, something like that. And when you're a kid, it's a long time. But like we're there driving and doing whatever. And like it was like the late 90s, right? Like,
yeah,
kind of coming up on the 2000s. So like Spice Girls were huge at the time. And I feel like I specifically was the one that was like requesting, like, oh, Spice Girls, let's listen to Spice Girls. And then we're all just like dancing in the car, like, wanna be my lover, like, you know what I mean, like just going crazy, going ham. And yeah, I was a big Spice Girls enjoyer, you know, around that time. It was like, I don't know, 5 or 6, something like that,
dude. That's amazing. I love that you should.
So good.
If you haven't seen, so I mentioned this to Matt Griner. If you haven't seen Spice World yet, I highly recommend you do it. And if you have a girlfriend, watch it with her, because you'll make their day, I promise. Because it can look like a chick flick on the outside, but dude, that movie is so brilliant in comedic themes, because I mean, the jokes that you pick up on, it just sticks with you. So people just kind of put it aside because, oh, it's a Spice Girls movie, nothing. But watch that movie if you get a chance, Brian. Trust me, it'll change your life. And let me know when you do. Seriously, trust me. Because I think I've watched that movie the most in my entire life, aside from Star Wars Episode One. But that movie,
I feel like I vaguely remember, but I'm going to have to get in there.
We'll have to touch back on that. But brother, any last words, any shout outs? Anything else you'd like to plug in or mention as far as Currents, the new album, before we finish things off here? I know you got touring coming up, maybe
a new music video, whatever.
Ooh,
you want to,
whatever, perhaps, you can perhaps and cannot say. So the floor is yours.
All right. I got Chris Wiseman calling me. But before I get to him, I will say, yeah, new record May 5th. Hopefully another single, potentially, maybe before the record comes out. I think so. I think that's what's happening. I think that's the plan. I can't say what it is, but you'll probably know soon. And then yeah, comes out, we got the headline tour, us, like Moss the Flames, and then Animate on some shows, Unity Texas on some shows, and then Foreign Hands. It's gonna be a great time. It's gonna be sick. It's gonna be okay. Awesome. You're a dummy, big dumb, if you miss it. But we also have other stuff going on, like toward the end of the year and stuff too, that you could also probably go to, but that's not announced yet, so you don't know if it's coming to you. So if you know something's coming close to you, you gotta go.
All facts. And I'll see you, brother, on May 28th at Southside Musical. I think that's the venue you guys are playing at.
I think it is, yeah.
Here in Dallas. Sounds familiar. I'll be out there. It'll be good to see you again. And, dude, seriously, I'm proud of you. Seriously, Brian, I'm really proud of you. And you should be proud of yourself and your band. You guys are doing amazing things. Keep doing amazing things. Nothing but the best from here on out. Everyone who's listening, this is Brian from Currents. You heard it from him. The Death We Seek is out May 5th. Cinco de Mayo. That's like the perfect day
Cinco
to do
Cinco
de
it. Mayo. Slam a marg and listen to some freaking metalcore.
Death
I guess,
We Seek,
know?
Man. And even some black metal in there, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Out on Stop Tone Records. You can listen to this podcast on all major podcast streams out there. Check us out at interviewunderfire.com. Brian, man, much love. Stay in touch, man. Don't be a stranger. I will see you in a month, brother.
Yes, sir. Great to see you.
Take
dude.
Care. All right. There we go. All right. Later, bud.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Man.
Peace.
Bye.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Interview Under Fire podcast. If you guys liked what you heard, please subscribe and share our channel. And please leave a 5-star review, as that helps us tremendously. If you'd like to check out more, visit www.interviewunderfire.com or our social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And finally, we want to thank you all for the support you've been giving us. Keep it burning.